in Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, he tells that there are 2 days that are supremely auspicious. The full moon of the Palgun month, the day of the appearance of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the 13th day of the waxing moon of the month of Magh, the most glorious day that Sri Nityananda Prabhu appeared in this world. Those who celebrate these 2 days will be recipients of the unlimited oceanic flood of divine blessings. In this beautiful song, Bhaktivinod Thakur is explaining the nature of the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. This morning, Dravida Prabhu, His Holiness Chandramali Maharaj, and His Grace Makanlal Prabhu spoke very eloquently about the life and teachings of Lord Nityananda. With your permission, I will try to repeat some of the things I have heard from you. In the spiritual world, Lord Balaram is none different than Krishna. Prabhupada explains that the only difference between Krishna and Balaram is Krishna has complexion like a newly formed monsoon cloud, and Balaramji has complexion like a newly formed spring cloud. They are the same one supreme personality of Godhead who have appeared in these two forms. But Balaram, his nature is extraordinary. Although he is the supreme absolute truth, his only desire for all eternity is to perform every possible service for Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. He is supreme servitor personality of Godhead. Try to imagine this, especially here in India, the insignificant, infinitesimal, tiny little conditioned jivatma who's 1/10,000th the size of a tip of a hair has the ambition to become God, the supreme enjoyer. And we have Sri Balaramji, who happens to be the source of Mahavishnu. He's not an infinitesimal jiva. Mahavishnu is so maha that all the universes are coming from the pores of his body. Unlimited. He's the super soul of the entire cosmic manifestation. By his simple exhalation, all the universes and all of existence are created. And by his mere inhalation, it's all destroyed. And he does it all while he's sleeping. Hare Krishna. What have you ever created when you're sleeping? And then there's Garbhodakshai Vishnu, who is the super soul of each universe. And Kshirodakshay Vishnu, who's the super soul within the heart of every living being. They are all emanating from Balaram. They are just partial manifestation, expansions of Sri Balaramji. And yet, his eternal ambition is to serve Krishna. And by his service to Krishna, he's teaching all living entities that there is no higher bliss than serving Krishna. Balaramji is the supreme enjoyer, but his enjoyment is service. In the Vaikuntha planets, he serves as Shesha, as the bed of the Lord. He expands himself to be Vrindavan Dham, the abode of the Lord. He expands himself to be the shoes of the Lord, the seat of the Lord, the clothes of the Lord, the ornaments of the Lord. He expands himself to assist the Lord in every rasa. In Vatsalya Ras, in Sakya Ras, in Dasya Ras, and we heard this morning, in his form of Ananga Manjari as Srimati Radharani's younger sister in Madhurya Ras. Such unlimited, incredible enthusiasm to serve. That is love. And when he appears as Lakshman, the younger brother of Sri Ramchandra, his life, his soul, his heart was only for the service of Sri Ram and Sita Devi. When Sri Ramchandra was exiled to the forest, Lakshman was not exiled, but it was just understood that I'm going with you. Ram told Sita, Sita had to go with him. She couldn't live without him. So Ram said, Lakshman, it is your duty to stay home and take care of our aged father and all of our and your mother and the citizens of Ayodhya and be very kind and assist Bharat. But Lakshman, as there is breath in my body, as there is beating in my heart, as these are inseparable to my life, my being at your side is in your service is my life and soul. Willingly put on tree bark, matted as hair, and for the next 14 years ate roots from the ground. And while he did every possible service for Sitaram, he never accepted anything for himself. During the day, he served them. During the night, he guarded them. That is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is that Supreme Lord, Sri Balaram, who appeared as Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Brajendra Nandana Jai Sachi Shuta Hoilo Se Balarama Hoilo Nithai. The son of Nanda Maharaj, the king of Braj, has appeared as Sachi Suta, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And Balaramji has appeared in this world as Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Parama Karuna Pahundui Jana Nithai Goda Chandra. These two brothers are supremely kind. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna, searching to understand the love of Sri Radha. Krishna with the emotions and the complexions of Srimati Radharani. To give to the world what no other incarnation has ever given. Krishna Prema. For free. The Leela of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan is very confidential. It is very difficult to enter into. It's easy to talk about, it's easy to sing about, but to enter into the Leela, to actually have the qualification, very difficult. You have to be absolutely surrendered with absolutely not a tinge of material motivations to even approach Sri Vrindavan Dham. But if you just add magnanimity to Vrindavan, you have Navadvip. Lord Chaitanya is Radha and Krishna, who Rupa Goswami said is most merciful. Why? Because he makes the Leela of Vrindavan totally accessible to everyone. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with this ocean of love of God to this world in the age of Kali. But Nityananda Prabhu, who our acharyas declare to be the very compassionate manifestation of Lord Chaitanya's love, he dug canals to those people who simply are not willing to go to that ocean. He dug the canals and brought that flow of nectarine ras of love door to door. Lochandas Thakur is praying in this beautiful song we sang earlier. What is the nature of Nityananda Prabhu's mercy? He's Balaram. We have seen the power of Balaramji. When all the greatest heroes of the Kaurava dynasty, when they minimized Krishna in Hastinapur, with one blow of his plow, he separated the entire kingdom, the capital of the world, Hastinapur. He separated it from the earth and was about to destroy it by throwing it in the Ganges and all the greatest military heroes. And at that time, the Kurus and the Pandavas were together. That means the greatest giant military heroes that were later to fight in Kurukshetra, just by one blow of his plow on the ground, they were trembling and came to him to surrender. That is Balaram. And they said, actually, we didn't mean anything we said. We just said it because we wanted to enjoy seeing the pastime of your unlimited strength. So he said, all right. That is Balaramji. Who can destroy the entire cosmic manifestation by one inhalation. That is Balaramji. But here he is. He's coming to the earth in an apparent human form. And he's going door to door. Not just to Brahmins and pious people, but even to wicked sinners. And with folded hands, he's a beggar at their feet, begging them to take the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and the holy name of Krishna. This is astonishing. And some of the people he went to were very, very puffed up nonsense people. people who were not allowed in Srivas's house, and they were angry. And when he went to their house, they would abuse him, they would blaspheme him, they would curse him. And what did he do? Balaram Lila, you know Roma Harshan Sutta. All he did is speak the Bhagavatam. That was his offense. He was just speaking the Bhagavatam. He just didn't happen to get up to offer respects to Balaram. So Balaram had to show the world a good lesson that Vaishnava etiquette is very important. So he took a piece of kusha grass and touched Roma Harshan's heart, and it cracked, and he died. Shri Balaramji ki! Such a little offense. Balaram just had, there was a whole crowd of sages. Balaram just happened to enter the scene in Roma Harshan Sutta. All he did is not get up. He just kept talking. He was talking scriptures. But here is Balaram and his Nityananda Swarup. And he's being blasphemed. He's being cursed. He's being beaten. And with folded palms, he takes that piece of kusha grass, puts it in between his teeth with all humility, falls at these people's feet and begs them, please, take the name of Krishna. Why are you wasting your human life? He was weeping, he was crying to see their lamentable condition of material suffering. He would roll on the ground like a beautiful golden mountain, roll in the dust in utter humility, begging them, accept the mercy of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu and chant the holy name. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His supremely most magnanimous, merciful form. That is Nityananda Prabhu. He did not consider who is fit or unfit. In fact, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered him that you should go to the people who are the most sinful, the most fallen, the most wretched, the most proud, and give them prema bhakti through Harinam. That was Nityananda Prabhu's mission. Bhaktivinod Thakur is praying that Nityananda Prabhu opened the Namhat, the marketplace for the holy name. The only price to get Krishna Prem was just a little faith. Even the Chandalas, he was giving the highest benediction to. Therefore, in this beautiful song by Narottam Das Thakur, he is appealing to all people. Just catch hold of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, because he is the only hope in this age of Kali. In Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, we have unlimited prospect and inconceivable hope in whatever lamentable condition we may be in. However sinful we may be, so it is a day of praying for mercy. But you cannot pray for mercy unless you feel yourself very low and fallen. Because what does mercy mean? Mercy means I do not deserve anything except to suffer. but I'm crying out for your mercy to give me something that I don't deserve at all. If you're proud, you cannot beg for mercy. Therefore, that is the worst disqualification. Janmaishwarya Shruti Shribir Edamana Madapuman Naiva Hatyavatatum Vai Twam Akinchana Gocharam. Queen Kunti has taught us in her prayer the four greatest disqualifications for spiritual life. It's very interesting that they are the four things that people in this world are striving to achieve more than anything. Giving their time, their life, their everything. We want wealth. How many people here work for wealth? How much of your time is trying to sweat and strain and toil to get some wealth? Huh? You don't have to. At least you can answer privately in your heart. Wealth and prestige, to be honored, to be respected, high parentage, beauty, high education. People struggle. All of these things have the tendency to make us proud. And when you're proud, you could chant Krishna's names, but you cannot beg for mercy. And that's our only hope. The only way to get mercy is to beg for it. Mercy's there, but our heart is not receptive unless we are beggars. Therefore, Kunti said, Akinchana Gocharam. One who really feels totally bereft, nothing. That person could cry out and beg from the core of their hearts for mercy as they chant the holy name. You cannot understand Krishna by logic and knowledge, even knowledge of the scriptures. That is the Jnana Khand. Keshav Kashmiri, how he knew the scriptures? He knew every word of every Veda. Saraswati, he just wanted to know it, and she just put it on his tongue. Something like Dravida, you know, but he's Dravida Prabhu, but he's a devotee. That's different. You know, he just, you know, Rig Veda, this particular aphorism, and it just flowed in poetic form. That was his power. But he was proud. Therefore, he had no devotion. He had no real happiness. So no, it is not by knowledge. It is not by austerities. Just like that Brahmin, Brahmachari, who lived by only drinking milk. Very austere. He wanted to see Srivast Thakur, just somehow secretly brought him into his house to see Lord Chaitanya dancing. And Mahaprabhu, he stopped his dance. Is there anyone who's not supposed to be here? I'm feeling no ecstasy. And Srivas said, there's no atheists, there's no materialists, but there is one Brahmin, Brahmachari, but he's very austere and he's very simple. He only drinks milk. Get him out of here! I'll destroy the universe! I will rip him to pieces! No milk drinker will see my dancing! It is not by austerities that we can see God. It is not by knowledge we can see God. It is not by giving of donations that we will see God.
It is not by collecting millions and millions of followers who worship our lotus feet that we can see God. It's only when we have the humility, the genuine humility, to beg for mercy. Read Prabhupada's prayers on Jaladutta. Study it carefully. The essence of all the scriptures are within those prayers. Everything's there. The consciousness of one who can approach God is so beautifully revealed. Here is the greatest Paramahamsa Acharya on earth revealing his heart before God, begging for mercy. I have no qualification. I'm very lowly. I'm very fallen. Just let me be your puppet. I'm your insignificant beggar. Rupa and Sanatana Goswami were the most fallen when they approached Lord Chaitanya. Were the most fallen, worse than Jagai and Madhai. Servants of Malechas and Yavanas. There's no one in the entire creation you will find more undeserving and sinful than us. They were begging for mercy from the core of their hearts. No false pride. Who did Lord Chaitanya make the Namacharya? Haridas Thakur. The only benediction he asked for, and he could have asked for promotion to Goloka, he could have asked for all mystic cities, could have asked for anything. All he wanted was that in every birth, let me just get the remnants of your devotees. Even if I'm a dog or insect, that would be a great benediction if it's near the house of your devotee. And then he felt ashamed. How could such a fallen, insignificant person like me ask for such thing, something so exalted? Because he was a beggar for mercy, he was empowered to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra 24 hours a day. 300,000 names, approximately 192 rounds every day before he drank water. Hare Krishna. Trinarapi sunichena taror ibasihishnana amanina manatena kirtaniya sadahari. We have to be such beggars, humble like the grass, tolerant like tree, eager to offer all respect for others and not to expect any in return. Then we can actually beg for mercy. And when we have that consciousness, we could chant the holy names constantly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Lord Nityananda Prabhu is the supreme personification of causeless, infinite mercy to everyone without discrimination. There's a beautiful story where Sachi Mata told Lord Chaitanya about a dream she had in Navadvip Dham. She said that I had just given nice sandesh and sweets to our family deities of Krishna Balaram. And in the dream, I saw Lord Nityananda tell Balaram, get off the throne and get your Krishna off too. No longer are you cowherd boys stealing butter and all of this. Now you have appeared as Brahmins. My Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is the Supreme. All these offerings are meant to him. There was a fight between Balaram and Nityananda. And Nityananda Prabhu won. And Lord Chaitanya said, "That's a very good dream. Do not tell anyone."
So yes, in the age of Kali, the only hope for the fallen souls, which means everyone, is the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Our holy scriptures tell about the glorious activities of his life. There is an ancient village called Ekachakra. Even in Mahabharata, it is described how the Pandavas lived there long, long ago. No one even knows how old the history of Ekachakra is. There was a Brahmin named Oja, who was very learned in the scriptures and very pure in heart. He had no children. Many, many years passed, and he worshipped the Supreme Lord. And finally, he had a wonderful son, who he named Hadai. And that boy was so much dearly loved by everyone. He was an ocean of good qualities and devotion to Lord Krishna. And his parents married him to the most chaste, faithful, and lovely lady named Padmavati. And just after the marriage, Hadai, who later became known as Hadai Pandit, both of his parents died. They left this world. They lived together in a life of great, great devotion. And after some years of prayer, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared within Padmavati's womb. And on this day that we are celebrating, he appeared. Beautiful golden complexion with a slight hue of red. Elegant lotus-like eyes that stretched practically to his ears. Every limb was the very personification of sweetness and beauty. One of the ladies, when they saw this little infant child, said, "He looks like a puppet of golden butter. He was so soft, everyone just wanted to hold him and embrace him." The house of Hadai Pandit became the meeting place for all the inhabitants of Ekachakra. They were just flooding in his house day and night just to see the child, just to be close to this child. He was given the name Nityananda Ram. Long ago, a team of astrologers predicted that Lord Balaram himself would appear in Ekachakra and make everything auspicious. But by Nityananda Prabhu's Yoga Maya potency, that prophecy was fulfilled, but nobody knew it. And as we heard this morning, Nityananda Prabhu, day and night, he along with his friends would enact the various pastimes of Krishna and his incarnations. Now for you mothers and fathers, something very extraordinary will be revealed.
the little children practically never came home. They couldn't stop playing with Nityananda Prabhu. Who could give up his association? And the parents were happy that they didn't come home. Because they loved Nityananda Prabhu more than their own children. They were just so happy that their children were giving pleasure to Nityananda Prabhu. They would play day and night. And in their beautiful, beautiful enaction of leelas, these tiny little children, they would perfectly represent the pastimes according to the scriptures with the exact prayers. And they were small children. Somebody asked Lord Nityananda Prabhu, "How do you perfectly know what the scriptures say about these pastimes? You've never heard them from anybody in your whole life." Nityananda smiled. He said, "These are my pastimes." But by his yoga maya potency, they just laughed. They could not understand the truth. In this way, Nitai was the heart and the soul of everyone of Eka Chakra. But he was constantly meditating on his mission. He appeared in this world for the purpose of service to his supreme worshipable Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he understood how his parents, they were so attached to him. How would he ever go away to go to Navadvip to help with the Harinam Sankirtan movement? Very difficult. It is said when his father and mother didn't see him, for a matter of minutes, they would practically go blind in separation. A Dai Pandit would be taking him in the fields and he would just turn around and turn around, and if he didn't see him, he would practically go mad in anxiety. So much attachment. So when he was 12 years old, by his own sweet will, a beautiful but painful pastime took place. Shall I tell?
No!
An unknown sannyasi. You have to be very careful about sannyasis. An unknown sannyasi entered into Eka Chakra and approached the house of Hadai Pandit. Hadai Pandit was so happy to serve a Vaishnav. Immediately welcomed in his house, offered him a seat, offered him prasad, offered him everything he had. He was a poor Brahmin. He said, "I'll give you anything. I'm your servant." The sannyasi was very grave. He said, "Do you mean that? What I ask for, you will give me? Do you give your word that anything I ask for, you will give?" Now please be honest in your hearts, oh dear grihasthas. If someone asked you that question, a sadhu, "Do you give your word that anything I ask for, you will give?" How many of you would say yes? Don't raise your hands. Just answer my question in your heart. How many would say yes? "I'll give you my home. I'll give you all my wealth. I'll give you my prestige. I'll give you everything. I'll give you my body." That was the integrity of Hadai Pandit. He gave his word. He was willing and ready to give this sannyasi, who he only knew for a few minutes. It's not like he was a regular visitor. That's what householders were like in those days. But little did he expect what the sannyasi would ask for. He said, I want an assistant to travel throughout the whole length and breadth of India to all of the holy places. Give me your son, Nityananda. Thunderbolt upon his soft heart. He fell unconscious.
Nityananda, I'll give you my home. I'll give you all my wealth. I'll give you all my land. I'll give you myself. But to give you Nityananda would mean to give you my life, my heart, my everything.
You have given your word. That is what I want. So he went and spoke to Padmavati. They were reeling in pain. Very disoriented and confused by this most severe crisis in their lives. He wanted to take their son. He was only 12 years old. Now you parents, sending your 12-year-old son to travel to all the holy places with an unknown sannyasi, you may never see him again. That's not difficult. But if your son is Lord Nityananda, that is very difficult.
So, he's completely captured their hearts. How could they give? But he remembered Maharaj Dasarath, who, to keep the integrity of his promise, gave the Lord of his life, Ramchandra, to Vishwamitra Muni. And Padmavati, whatever you decide, my dear husband, I accept. So he told Lord Nityananda, he entrusted to the sannyasi's care. And Nityananda Prabhu appeared to be totally detached and just ready to go, because he had the mission of Lord Gauranga. The sannyasi gave Padmavati a deity and told her that when you look in the face of this deity, you will see your son. That deity is still worshipped in Ekachakra. So, when Nityananda Prabhu left with the sannyasi, suddenly Hadai Pandit and Padmavati actually realized what just happened. He's gone. They were weeping and crying and fainting. And then the news spread throughout Ekachakra, and all the people of Ekachakra came running to the house of Hadai Pandit. What happened? What happened? But they couldn't talk. They couldn't move. A sannyasi has taken Lord Nityananda? All the parents went chasing after the sannyasi to offer him their own children in replacement. Take all our children, take all our wealth, take our lives, but give back Nityananda. They were running everywhere. Where is he? Where is he? Where? They were running to the east, the west, the north, the south, in all 10 directions. But they could not find him. Hadai Pandit and Padmavati simply wept tears. It was impossible for them to eat any food or even drink water. They just cried out the names of Nitai day and night. They didn't sleep. Hadai Pandit was just going into deep states of separation, where sometimes he would just see Nityananda.
he would cry out, Nitai, it's time to go to the fields to plant the rice. Come, come, it's time. Nitai, your mother has cooked you your favorite food. Come, it's time for lunch. Nitai, it's time to wake up.
And one day, he became thrilled. He started leaping in the air, and he cried out, Padmavati, Padmavati, it's him! Look, in the horizon, on the road, Nitai is returning! The sannyasi is bringing him home! He's coming, our life and soul, he's coming home! But then he realized that no one was coming, and he just fell to the ground, weeping and weeping and weeping. 3 months later, Adai Pandit and Padmavati left this world and went back to the spiritual world, chanting the holy names of Nitai Chandra. After that, all the people of Ekachakra, without saying a single word to each other, they all left. They couldn't bear staying in Ekachakra without Nityananda Prabhu. They all just went to various places. And it became practically a vacant town of ruins. Meanwhile, Nitai was happily on pilgrimage. And he traveled to so many places. He went to all the holy places of South India, down to Rameshwaram and Kanyakumari. He went all the way up into the Himalayas, to Badrik Ashram, Kurukshetra. Went to Vrindavan. When he was in Vrindavan, he was in the mood of Sri Balaramji, playing like a cowherd boy with the other cowherd boys. When he went to Hastinapur, he remembered the Pandavas and wept incessant tears of love for them. When he was in Ayodhya, he went to the birthplace of Ramchandra and wept tears of ecstatic love. He visited Dwarka. In the western provinces of India, he met with Sri Madhavendra Puri. Glorious pastime. When Lord Nityananda saw Madhavendra Puri, he fainted unconscious in ecstatic love. And so did Madhavendra Puri. Have you ever seen people who love each other that much? That's not the bodily platform. Even Romeo and Juliet didn't faint when they saw it. There is no romantic affair that has that intensity where you faint upon seeing each other. But when they saw each other, the ecstatic love in their hearts just erupted. They fell to the ground, and when they got up, they were embracing and bathing each other with torrents of tears, and their hairs were standing on end, and their limbs were trembling, and their voices were faltering. They couldn't even speak. Finally, Nityananda Prabhu, he said, I have been on pilgrimage to so many holy places, but now the fruit, the fulfillment of all my visiting of holy places has come about because I am seeing Madhavendra Puri. This is important. And this is a reality. The real benediction of going to various holy places is when you receive the blessing of the association of great Vaishnavas. That is the benediction. It is a symptom of Kali. In fact, the Bhagavatam says it is the mentality of an ass and a cow. To go to holy places just to see the sights and to take bath without taking shelter
of saintly persons. Bhavad Vida Bhagavatas Tirtha Bhuta Swayam Vipu.
That a great Vaishnav, the holy places are residing because that Vaishnav always keeps Krishna in their hearts. And Madhavendra Puri, for a long, long time, could not say a word, and finally he spoke. He said, I have traveled throughout the world. I've renounced everything because people are so atheistic, puffed up, and just involved in materialistic affairs. But today Krishna is showing his real love for me because I am seeing the very personification of love of Krishna in the form of Nityananda. He's Krishna Prem personified. Anyone who sees Nityananda, anyone who hears him speak, will attain the supreme perfection of life. This is a benediction. Madhavendra Puri, anyone who takes shelter of Nityananda Prabhu will attain the supreme perfection of life. And Madhavendra Puri is a kalpa briksha tree of Goloka Vrindavan. In the highest ecstasies of ecstatic rasa, his benediction, anyone who takes shelter of Nityananda Prabhu will attain the ultimate perfection of life, Krishna Prem. And anyone who neglects him will never get Krishna Prem. Hare Krishna. So they spent many days together just talking about Krishna, and somehow or other they departed from one another. In Pandharapur, Nityananda Prabhu received initiation from Lakshmipati Tirtha. Lakshmipati Tirtha was the initiating guru of Madhavendra Puri. It's a beautiful story. Should I tell? Lakshmipati Tirtha came to one Brahmin's house, and Nityananda Prabhu was hiding there. And in the form of Balaram, he appeared in a dream to this sannyasi, Lakshmipati Tirtha, and said, tomorrow a young boy is going to come to you and ask you for initiation. You should initiate him with this mantra. And then he whispered the mantra in his ear. And the next day, first thing in the morning, Nityananda Prabhu came to his room and offered his dandavat obeisances and said, please give me shelter and initiate me into the mantra. So he gave him mantra. But then the next night he had a dream where again what happened is Balaram again appeared to him. But this time Balaram transformed into Lord Nityananda to reveal who he really was. And he didn't say anything to anyone. But he was in so much ecstasy that he couldn't even remain in this material world after that for very long. Day and night, he just remembered and worshipped the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda and went back home, back to Godhead. Then he went to Vrindavan at Sringarbhat, Ramghat. And in the mood of Lord Balaramji, he was performing his leela, but in his heart of hearts, he was just waiting for the indication where Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu was calling for him. And after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was initiated in Gaya, and he began Harinam Sankirtan with Srivas Thakur and the other Vaishnavas, Advaita Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu went to the house of Nandanacharya, hiding. One day, the devotees came to Lord Chaitanya's house and he told them, I had a dream last night. There was a chariot with the flag of a palm tree. That was a chariot that could transport a person to the spiritual world. And on that chariot
was a beautiful personality. He had a beautiful whitish complexion. Lotus-like eyes. He held a plow and a club. Actually, he had a golden complexion. And he kept saying again and again and again, "Is this the house of Nimai Pandit? Is this the house of Nimai Pandit? Is this the house of Nimai Pandit?" And I asked this person, "Who are you?" And he said, "I am your brother, and tomorrow we will get to know each other." Then Lord Chaitanya went into ecstasy, and he said, "This is Lord Balaram." He had an earring in one ear, beautiful blue cloths, and a turban. And his eyes were intoxicated with ecstatic love. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went into ecstasy of the mood of Balaram. And then he told the devotees, "Go, find him. Go to every house, every marketplace, every bathing ghat. Find him for me." And Srivas Thakur and Haridas Thakur spent the whole day searching, searching, searching. They came back, said, "We've gone everywhere. We haven't found such a personality." Lord Chaitanya smiled that Nityananda Prabhu is a very tricky person. He took his devotees by the hands and said, "Come with me," and went directly to the house of Nandanacharya, where Nityananda Prabhu was on the veranda. And when he saw the Lord of his life, he was drinking Lord Chaitanya's beauty with his eyes, with his ears, with his nose, with his tongue, with his entire body. He was just immersed in just surrendering his heart to Lord Chaitanya. Nityananda Prabhu went into such a state of ecstasy just seeing the beloved Lord of his life at their first meeting. Krishna and Balaram were best friends as infants. Lakshman and Ram were best friends from infancy. But here, Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Chaitanya, they were in separation for one another until they were both adults. Nityananda Prabhu fell unconscious. And then when he came to consciousness seeing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he just started weeping torrents of tears, and his hairs were standing on end, and he was just dancing and rolling on the ground, and no one could possibly control him. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was offering his obeisances to him with all the devotees. And ultimately, the only thing that could hold him still was Lord Chaitanya's embrace. Because Nityananda Prabhu would do anything and everything Lord Chaitanya desired. That was their first meeting. Nityananda Prabhu said to Lord Chaitanya that "I went to all the holy places throughout the land. And wherever I went, I saw that there were no deities in the temple. There was no Krishna. And I asked the people, 'Where's Krishna? Where's Krishna?' And they all said, 'Krishna has gone to Navadvip to start the Harinam Sankirtan movement.'" He has come to deliver the most fallen. "And since I am the most fallen, I have come to take shelter and be delivered by you." How they praised one another. And the next day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed Vyas Puja for Nityananda Prabhu, where he showed his Sad Puja to Sri Nityananda Prabhu. This was the grand finale of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela in Navadvip, when Nityananda Prabhu and he were united. And then one day he gave an extraordinary order to Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur. He said, "Oh Nityananda, oh Haridas, listen to what I say. Go to every home in all directions. Whoever you meet, give them this message. Chant the names of Krishna. Worship Krishna. Speak about Krishna. Krishna is your mother. Krishna is your father. Krishna is the real treasure of your wealth. Krishna is your life and soul. Do not consider who is fit or who is unfit. Go everywhere and just repeat this message. And come back every night and report to me what happens. So we have spoken how they went door to door, marketplace to marketplace. Everyone they saw, they would fall at their feet. This is Lord Balaram and Lord Brahma. Huh? Haridas Thakur is Lord Brahma. Such a humble position. Lord Brahma happens to be the grandfather of every living entity. Now, you may have a big family. You may have, you know, 5 or 6 grandchildren. You're thinking, very, very good. But every living entity in the entire universe is Brahma's great-grandchild. Yes? And he happens to live 311 trillion years. And he never gets sick. And the 4 Vedas are coming out of his mouth. Hare Krishna. And even Hiranyakashipu is asking him for benedictions. Hiranyakashipu is worshipping him as the supreme. It's very powerful. And Balaram, and together, they're a preaching team. And they're going to just insignificant little jivatmas who are just wretched, sinful, conditioned souls, and they're begging, please, with all respect, with straw between our teeth, take the name of Krishna. Worship Krishna. Speak about Krishna. Be happy. One day, should I continue?
No!
One day they saw a really ghastly scene. They saw a crowd of people looking a distance away, and they saw 2 huge, powerful, fat, ugly men. They were dirty. They were violent, totally drunk with alcohol. Hare Krishna. And they were pulling each other's hair and swearing at each other and punching each other. Nityananda and Haridas asked the people, who are they? And the people said, you don't want to know who they are. But we'll tell you. Jagai and Madhai. They were born of Brahmin families. But they're so, because of that association from their childhood, they have become the greatest sinners. Every day, they murder people, they rape women, they burn houses, they rob, they steal. They're constantly drunk on strong wines. They kill cows and eat their flesh and drink their blood. They terrorize the entire Navadvip. Nobody can be at peace. They fear at any moment their house will be set aflame. And Nityananda Prabhu was thinking in his heart, yeah, we have delivered many pious people, and that's good. But my Lord Gauranga, his fame, his mercy should be spread throughout the entire universe. We have descended to deliver the most fallen. If we can intoxicate these men with Harinam Sankirtan, now, if anyone sees these people, if anyone just sees Jagai and Madhai, they jump in the Ganges with all their clothes on to purify themselves of the contamination. He said, he was thinking, but if we can transform these two so that anyone who sees them will think that they have just bathed in the Ganges, then the name of my Lord Gauranga will be famous throughout the world as Patita Pavana, and then I will truly be accepted as his servant. Only when Jagai and Madhai become intoxicated with Nam Sankirtan, humble like blades of grass, will I live up to my name, Nityananda. Then he said to Haridas Thakur, said, do you remember when you were beaten in 22 marketplaces by those executioners? And the whole while you prayed for their deliverance, and ultimately you gave them liberation? Similarly, Haridas, pray for them. Let the name of our Gauranga be famous throughout the world. Pray that they will receive his mercy. Then Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur approached Jagai and Madhai. And as they were walking, the people were saying, no, 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 don't go there. You'll lose your life. Nobody approaches Jagai and Madhai. Everyone runs from them. You are fools. You are crazy. Don't go. Don't go. Nityananda Prabhu smilingly went right up to Jagai and Madhai. They looked at him. And Nityananda Prabhu, with tears of love for them in his eyes. There was no one in the whole creation that loved Jagai and Madhai. They hated him. They feared him. They were everything obnoxious. But Nityananda Prabhu just gazed at them with pure love and spoke, my dear brothers, please hear this message. Chant the names of Krishna. Worship Krishna. Hear and speak about Krishna. Krishna is your mother. Krishna is your father. Krishna is your real wealth. Krishna is the treasure of your life and your life and soul. Don't waste this valuable human life. When Jagai and Madhai heard this, they were outraged. It was unbelievable. It was unbearable. It was incredible. Kill them! They chased after. And Nityananda and Haridas saw them and they started running. Jagai and Madhai's eyes were red like coals. They were running to kill. Nityananda Prabhu, Haridas running, running, running. Jagai and Madhai running behind. And the pious people were horrified, praying to Krishna to save them. And the impious people were saying, we warned you, you fools, now you're going to die because you didn't listen to our advice. And as they're running, 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 Lord Nityananda Prabhu says to Haridas Thakur, while laughing, he said that you escaped from those executioners. No, 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 pray for us. And Haridas Thakur says, because you're a madman. Why did you do this? Today I'm going to die. Today we're both going to die. How could you go up to those most sinful murderers and ask them to chant the names of Krishna? How could you do that? You're crazy. Nobody does this. And Nityananda Prabhu says, it's not me. It's your master. It's your master, Lord Chaitanya. No one in the history of the world has ever given such an order as he has given, to go to everyone and entice them to chant the names of Krishna. And let's say they were laughing, 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 and running, and running, and running. And Jagai and Madhai were saying, come back, we want to talk to you. But ultimately, because they were fat and they were drunk, they fell to the ground. And because they couldn't catch their two victims, they had to dovetail their propensities, so they started punching each other and scratching each other and pulling each other's hair and kicking each other and cursing each other. They didn't know any words that were not filthy, offensive words. Hare Krishna. Nothing else was in their vocabulary. Who was Jagayan Madhava? In their previous works, Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, Ravana, Kumbhakarna, Shishupala, and Dantavakra, these were major demons. So Nityananda Prabhu, Haridas, they went to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and gave their preaching report for the day. And said, we approached these two. Lord Chaitanya asked Srivas Thakur and what's Lord Chaitanya's teacher's name? Ganga? Ganga Das Pandit. He asked Ganga Das Pandit and Srivas, who is this Jagayan Madhai? It's all Jagayan Madhai. The whole town of Navadvip is terrorized in fear of them. They were born of first-class Brahmin families, but they're so sinful. They're such rogues. There's no sin that they don't commit. Their parents rejected them. The police have so many charges against them, but they're even afraid to go near them. They're murderers, they're thieves, they're drunkards. When Lord Chaitanya heard that they were running after Haridas and Nityananda, he became very angry. He said, I will take my chakra and I will destroy them today! And Nityananda Prabhu said, no, my lord, no, you cannot do that. My lord, just let them be under my care. Let them be your devotees. Give them Krishna Prem. I will take responsibility. We have not descended into this world to kill the sinners. With the weapon of the holy name, we have come to kill the sinful propensities in people's hearts and give them Krishna Prem. Then Lord Chaitanya proclaimed that very soon we will see Jagayan Madhai dancing in our Sankirtan because Nityananda Prabhu has given his mercy to them. And Haridas Thakur spoke to Advaita Prabhu. He said, I'm going out every day with Nityananda Prabhu. Very difficult. He jumps in the Ganges and chases after crocodiles. And I call him to come back and he won't listen. He'll go to somebody's cow and just drink the milk. Then the owner will chase me. He'll go to some young boy and chase after him and he'll run home and the parents will come to me. He'll go and see some young, beautiful girl and say, will you marry me? And then he'll run away and the girl will tell her father and he'll come and chastise me. And today he went to Jagai and Madhai, these two sinners, and we almost got killed. And when Advaita heard this, he became ecstatic. He started dancing so much his clothes fell off. Started roaring. He said, why are you surprised, Haridas? It is the nature of drunkards to want to associate with other drunkards. Nityananda Prabhu was always intoxicated in ecstatic love. He said, you will see very soon they will be dancing in our Sankirtan. So one day Nityananda Prabhu was on his, it was the evening, he was on his way to Lord Chaitanya's house. And he happened to specifically go to the place Jagayan Madhai was. Now Jagayan Madhai committed every type of sin possible, except they never offended a Vaishnava. because they never associated with Vaishnavas. It's hard to offend Vaishnavas if you never associate with Vaishnavas. That was the only thing they didn't do. Well, this story is very important. Because what this story, Vrindavan Das Thakur explains, if you're a pious, nice person who does all religious activities, but you offend Vaishnavas, you're not going to get Krishna praying. But if you're Jagai and Madhai, but you just don't offend Vaishnavas, you're receptive to Krishna praying. Is that a little frightening? So, Nityananda Prabhu came right up to Jagai and Madhai with his message to chant the names of the Lord and surrender to the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And Madhai looked at him and said, "Who are you?" And Nityananda Prabhu smiled and said, "My name is Avadhut." Avadhut? Madhai became outraged with anger. This is the man that was trying to tell us what to do? But God? He picked up a pot, and with all of his power, he crashed that pot on Nityananda Prabhu's head. Blood profusely poured from his head, covered his face and his clothes. And meanwhile, Nityananda Prabhu, with folded hands, is forgiving him. "I do not mind that you have hit me, but what pains me is to see your miserable condition in material bondage. Just take the name of Krishna." Madhai was so infuriated, he picked up another pot and was about, with all of his power, to attempt to kill Nityananda Prabhu. But when Jagai saw Nityananda Prabhu, just the embodiment of compassion, his heart melted, and he stopped Madhai from hitting him again. Meanwhile, the townspeople told Lord Chaitanya what had happened, and along with his associates, he stormed to the scene of this crime. And when he saw Nityananda Prabhu covered with blood, his eyes became like raging red coals. He lifted his arm and cried out, "Chaka! Chaka!" He was the personification of spiritual wrath. And Sudarshan Chakra appeared. When Jagai and Madhai saw that, something like that, they were terrified. They knew death personified has come before us. Nityananda Prabhu begged Lord Chaitanya, "Please, do not harm them. Give them your mercy. Give them Krishna's love." If we're going, Prabhupada explains that Nityananda said, if we're going to kill Jagai and Madhai, we might as well kill the entire human population in this age of Kali, because everyone is more or less Jagais and Madhais. Nityananda Prabhu loved them. He was praying and begging for mercy to be bestowed upon the very men who were trying to kill him. And then he said, "But Jagai saved my life." And as soon as he said that, Lord Chaitanya became blissful and he embraced Jagai. He said, "You protected my Nitai?" And when he embraced Jagai, he gave him Krishna praying. Jagai fell to the ground. He was just trembling in ecstasy. Lord Chaitanya, at that time, placed his foot on Jagai's heart. And Jagai saw the forearm form of Lord Narayan manifest before him. He was in ecstatic love. And when Madhai saw this, he wanted that too. He didn't want the chakra. So he started saying to Lord Chaitanya, whatever he's done in life, I've done the same thing, and whatever I've done, he's done. We're you know, one soul in two bodies, so if you're going to give him this ecstasy, give it to me too, please, please. And Lord Chaitanya said, no, you have offended Nityananda Prabhu. He has protected him. And Lord Nityananda was praying for him. And Lord Chaitanya said, because you have offended Nityananda Prabhu, fall at his feet. If he forgives you, then only can you get Krishna praying. He fell at his feet. Nityananda Prabhu picked him up and embraced him with love. And then offered him to the feet of Lord Chaitanya. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, because the mercy of Lord Nityananda has been upon the two of you, the greatest sinners in the entire creation, because you have received his blessing, you are liberated. Give up your sins forevermore. They vowed. It's kind of like an initiation. They vowed to never sin again, to associate with devotees, and to constantly chant the holy names of the Lord.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Then Lord Chaitanya took them all to his house, where they performed. Actually, they were sitting together. Advaita was there, Gadadhar was there, Nityananda Prabhu was there, Haridas was there, everyone. And Lord Chaitanya said that never think about any of the sins that they have performed in the past, because they have surrendered to me. They have vowed not to sin again, and they have vowed to take the name. I want to show you that I have accepted all the sins they have committed in all their previous lives. Just watch and see. Mahaprabhu's beautiful golden complexion turned pitch black from all the sins of Jagai and Madhai. And Lord Chaitanya said to Advaita Prabhu, what do I look like? And Advaitacharya laughed and said, you look like Krishna, Shamsundar, with a beautiful blackish form. And everyone laughed. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, do Nam Sankirtan. By the chanting of the holy names, all of the sins of Jagai and Madhai will be driven out of my body. And where will they go? All the sins of Jagai and Madhai will go to whoever offends the Vaishnavas. Then they performed Nam Sankirtan. And as they were chanting and dancing, everyone was so intoxicated with Krishna's name that all formalities disappeared. Vishnupriya was watching. And Sachi Mata. Vishnupriya was Lord Chaitanya's wife. She was even very, very afraid to even touch Lord Chaitanya. But Jagai and Madhai were bumping into him and crashing into him during their dancing. It was so ecstatic and intoxicated with love. And as the kirtan went on, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's original beautiful golden form manifested. Jagai and Madhai were delivered. But Madhai was feeling great guilt. One day he came to Lord Nityananda and offered beautiful prayers. He said, I have offended so many people, and I offended you. The very body, the personification of love and mercy. You saved my life, and I beat you, and I tried to kill you. I made you bleed. How could I live with myself? Lord Nityananda Prabhu said, you are like my little child. I take no offense. You are forgiven. You have taken the name of the Lord. But what about all the people I offended? I don't even know all the people I offended. How do I atone for them? And Lord Nityananda said, with a spade,
with your own hands, build a bathing ghat on the bank of the Ganges and keep it clean. And whoever comes to bathe in your ghat, be their menial servant and beg forgiveness from them. He spent the rest of his life, every devotee, every person, whoever they may have been who came to that bathing ghat, he would offer his repeated obeisances and with tears in his eyes beg forgiveness if he may have ever done anything to hurt them. And he would serve them like a menial, humble servant. People's hearts would melt. Sometimes a person was so angry with Jagai and Madai from their past that he would take a rock and poof, throw it right in Madai's head. And Madhai, who still had a very, very powerful body, would just pick up that stone and give it back to the person and said, please throw it again. I deserve more. And then even that person's heart would melt and he would embrace him. In this way, Jagai and Madhai became Paramhamsa pure Vaishnavas. And Nityananda Prabhu's wish was fulfilled. Even the demigods celebrated the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once said about Lord Nityananda that even if I see him all alone with a low-class woman, even if I see him in a tavern where people are all getting intoxicated with strong, sinful wine, even if I see him in any place or doing anything, I will always worship his lotus feet because I know that his only purpose in life is to deliver the fallen souls. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took a piece of Nityananda Prabhu's kopan and tore it in pieces and gave it to all the devotees and told them to wrap it around their heads and said, anyone who touches the kopan of Nityananda Prabhu will get ecstatic love of Krishna. That is the glory of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. It's getting late. And we still have to do arti. But I'll say one more thing. Lord Nityananda Prabhu, constant associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, inseparable. He went with him to Katwa to take sannyas. Went to Jagannath Puri. On the way, broke Mahaprabhu's danda, because he didn't like the Supreme Personality of Godhead to perform tapasya with an ekadanda. Broke it in three paces, threw it in the river. In Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Nityananda Prabhu after some time to return to Bengal to preach. And he did. Chandramali Swami Maharaj spoke something about his preaching in Bengal this morning. Beautiful narration. But one time, a devotee, he saw that Nityananda Prabhu, he had emeralds and diamonds and rubies and gold and silver and ankle bells and beautiful silks and turbans. And he was supposed to be a sadhu. Yes. And he went back and told Lord Chaitanya, I don't understand. He dresses like this and he does all mysterious things. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that whatever Lord Nityananda Prabhu wears are the personifications of the nine processes of devotional service. Yes, Nityananda Prabhu, he is the most merciful.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as a grihastha and as a sannyasi, later on, he had certain social restrictions of who he could mix intimately with to give them Krishna consciousness. But he had Nityananda Prabhu marry his eternal consorts, Vasudha and Janava. And Nityananda Prabhu would go anywhere, in any situation, with this message.
Bajo Gorango, Kaho Gorango, everybody. Laho Gorange Namre, Jejana Gorango Pave. Say hi, Mora Pranre. Worship Gauranga.
Chant the names of Gauranga.
Anyone who takes Lord Chaitanya's mercy, that person becomes my life and soul. That was Nityananda Prabhu's message.
So yes, on this day, it is the day to humble ourselves completely and beg for the mercy of Lord Nityananda. It is the supreme, His mercy, the shelter of His lotus feet are the supreme hope in this age of Kali. Because no one can approach Mahaprabhu's mercy without Nityananda Prabhu. That means no one can approach Radha and Krishna without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. Rupa and Sanatan Goswami, when they first approached Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur to be brought before Lord Chaitanya. Raghunath Das Goswami could not attain the shelter of Lord Chaitanya until he served the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda Prabhu at Panihati. And by his mercy, he became our Prayojana Acharya. Understand, Sanatana Goswami, Sambandha Acharya. Rupa Goswami, the Abhideya Acharya. Raghunath Das Goswami, the Prayojana Acharya. And all of them met Lord Chaitanya and got his mercy through the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. The two greatest biographies of Lord Chaitanya with his life and teachings were revealed to the world by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. It was he that sent Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami to Vrindavan, where all of his desires would be fulfilled. It was he that was the spiritual master of Vrindavan Das Thakur and ordered him to write Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. We can only approach Radha and Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, by learning to be beggars for the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. We must long for that mercy. We must treasure that mercy. We must be willing to give anything for that mercy. And how is that mercy accessible to us? Srila Prabhupada was the personification of Nityananda Prabhu's mercy in our lives. He took that order of Lord Chaitanya to Lord Nityananda Prabhu upon himself. Not only did he go house to house, bathing ghat to bathing ghat, he went from country to country, continent to continent, with the same message. Just chant Hare Krishna and be happy. And installed in hundreds of temples all over the world, Gaur Nitai. In Atlanta, Georgia, Prabhupada visited the temple and just looked at the deities of Gaur Nitai.
Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda are most merciful. He sang Parama Karuna, and he began to talk about the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, and within about one or two sentences, he was weeping, choked up, stunned in ecstasy, and completely silent. And after some time, said, "Chant Hare Krishna." Yes, this was the ultimate supreme contribution of Srila Prabhupada, is he sacrificed his life to give us the shade of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Chaitanya and the holy name of Krishna. I sincerely beg forgiveness for speaking way too long. Sometimes I do that. But in the spirit of Nityananda Prabhu, please forgive this madhai and give me some hope. And at this time we will have Gaur Aarti, and hopefully the neighbors will be happy. Thank you very much. Shri Nityananda Prabhu ki jai. Let us all fold our palms, lower our heads, and pray at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada and Sri Sri Nithai Gaurachandra that we can honestly and earnestly realize ourselves to be humble beggars for their mercy, and in this spirit to serve the Vaishnavas, to spread the glories of the holy name, and to chant without offense. Thank you very much.